Good morning. It's April 11th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a historic moment for environmental justice, the European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR, has made a decisive stand on climate change, marking a significant victory for activists and underscoring the legal duty of states to act. This week's rulings, particularly the case brought by Swiss women, have set a new benchmark in the fight against climate change, intertwining human rights with environmental responsibility. The heart of this landmark decision lies in the ECHR's ruling that government inaction on climate change constitutes a violation of human rights. This precedent-setting victory emerged from a case involving Swiss women, who successfully argued that their government's failure to adequately address climate change infringed upon their rights. This ruling not only champions the cause of environmental justice, but also paves the way for future climate litigation. Further, the ECHR has firmly established that state-level climate action is not a choice but a legal obligation under human rights law. This declaration is a clarion call to governments across Europe and potentially to the United States, indicating a shift towards integrating climate change action with human rights protections. The implications of these decisions are far-reaching, promising to influence climate change policy both within Europe and internationally. The Science Hub for Climate Litigation has highlighted the urgency of these rulings, emphasizing the need for immediate climate action grounded in undeniable scientific evidence. The stark realities faced by communities worldwide due to climate change have now found a voice in the legal arena. This week's rulings by the ECHR are not just a win for the Swiss women or for Europe. They represent a critical step forward in safeguarding human rights in the face of the global climate crisis. In a decisive move to safeguard public health, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has rolled out new, enforceable regulations aimed at tackling the pervasive issue of PFAS contamination in drinking water. This groundbreaking initiative sets legally enforceable limits on several types of PFAS pollutants, marking a pivotal moment in the ongoing battle against these harmful substances. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, have been a growing concern due to their persistent nature and potential health risks. The new EPA regulations specifically target these chemicals, setting a maximum contaminant level goal for two particular PFAS chemicals at zero. This ambitious benchmark underscores the agency's commitment to minimizing public exposure to these dangerous compounds. Under the new rules, public water utilities across the nation are now required to conduct tests for PFAS and implement measures to reduce pollution. Utilities have a 3-year window to complete an initial PFAS monitoring phase and up to 5 years to adopt pollution prevention strategies if necessary. This structured approach aims to significantly cut down on PFAS exposure, with the EPA estimating that around 100 million Americans will benefit from reduced risk of exposure, thereby preventing tens of thousands of serious illnesses linked to PFAS contamination. The implications of these regulations extend beyond environmental protection, touching on public health and safety. State officials, including Governor Roy Cooper and Attorney General Josh Stein, have underscored the critical need for funding to effectively address the health risks posed by PFAS contamination. Meanwhile, Maine is proactively examining how the new federal limits will influence its ongoing probe into the use of PFAS-laced biosolids as agricultural fertilizer, a practice that has raised significant environmental and health concerns. Overall, the EPA's new regulations represent a significant stride towards protecting public health from the dangers of PFAS pollution. By setting stringent contaminant level goals and mandating comprehensive testing and mitigation efforts, the agency is laying the groundwork for a future where water safety and public health are prioritized, offering hope for substantial reductions in PFAS-related health issues. The world of science mourns the loss of Professor Peter Higgs, the British theoretical physicist whose groundbreaking work changed our understanding of the universe. Higgs passed away on April 8, 2024, at the age of 94, leaving behind a legacy that transcends generations. Peter Higgs is best known for his discovery of the Higgs boson, a particle that completed the Standard Model of particle physics. This monumental achievement provided a key to unlocking one of the universe's greatest mysteries: how fundamental particles acquire mass. The existence of the Higgs boson was confirmed in 2012 with the help of the Large Hadron Collider, cementing Higgs's place in the annals of scientific history. Following this discovery, Higgs was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics, an accolade that recognized his significant contribution to our understanding of the natural world. His work has not only advanced the field of theoretical physics, but has also inspired countless researchers to further explore the properties of the Higgs boson and its implications for our understanding of the universe. The science community has come together to pay tribute to Higgs, highlighting not only his profound impact on physics, but also his humble nature. Despite his monumental achievements, Higgs remained a modest figure, dedicated to his research and the pursuit of knowledge. Higgs's legacy is carried on by his family, two sons, a daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren, and by the ongoing research his work has inspired. As physicists continue to delve into the mysteries of the Higgs boson and its role in the cosmos, Higgs's contributions to science will be remembered and revered for generations to come. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, a series of studies have shed light on its profound impact on health outcomes and social behaviors, revealing a landscape of challenges and opportunities for targeted interventions and policy reforms. From increasing preterm deliveries to the isolation of older adults and the need for improved dementia care, these findings offer a comprehensive look at the pandemic's far-reaching effects. A study conducted in South Carolina, analyzing 338,532 live singleton births from 2015 to 2021, found a significant increase in preterm deliveries during the pandemic, particularly those occurring before 34 weeks. Additionally, this research identified a rising trend in small for gestational age, SGA, births among Hispanics prior to the pandemic, underscoring the importance of addressing disparities in maternal and infant health outcomes. Meanwhile, research from the University of Colorado Boulder reveals that a substantial number of older adults remain socially isolated post-pandemic. Over half report spending more time at home and less time engaging in public social activities, contributing to what the U.S. Surgeon General has termed an epidemic of loneliness. However, there's a silver lining as some older adults have adapted by increasing outdoor activities and embracing virtual platforms for social interaction. In the realm of nursing home care, an editorial published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society highlights the urgent need for quality, dementia-specific care, especially in the wake of the pandemic's challenges. The piece advocates for person-centered care, enhanced dementia care staff training, the use of telehealth, and stronger family and community connections. Additionally, a report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine calls for improved oversight of nursing homes to prevent the failures experienced during the pandemic, emphasizing the opportunity to shift practices towards high-quality dementia care. These studies collectively underscore the critical need for continued research, support for at-risk populations, and policy reforms to mitigate the pandemic's impact on health outcomes and social behaviors. In a striking leap forward for quantum science, researchers have uncovered phenomena and effects that could redefine our understanding of materials and their properties. This story takes us into the heart of quantum physics and material science, where the boundaries of technology and understanding are being pushed further than ever before. Recent groundbreaking studies have unveiled the ultra-fast Einstein-de Haas effect and significant advances in the non-equilibrium control of complex solids through non-linear phononics. This research has led to the development of methods for ultra-fast phononic switching of magnetization and the manipulation of magnetic interactions using light-driven phonons. Such advancements are not just academic. They hold the promise of revolutionizing how we approach technology and material science. In a particularly stunning discovery, physicists at Princeton University have observed a novel quantum effect in a crystalline material composed of arsenic atoms, termed hybrid topology. This breakthrough demonstrates the coexistence of two forms of topological quantum behavior, edge states and surface states, within the same material, heralding the emergence of a new state of matter. The implications of this discovery are profound, with potential applications spanning quantum computing, nanodevices, and spin-based electronics. The significance of these findings extends into various technological fields, including optics, telecommunications, antenna design, and imaging technologies. Furthermore, the research into topological insulators and quantum materials is not just an academic endeavor, but a gateway to new technologies that could lead to more efficient materials and devices, particularly in energy-saving applications. The researchers at Princeton believe that their discovery of hybrid topology will pave the way for further research and applications in quantum technologies. This could be a critical milestone in the development of next-generation quantum science and engineering, offering new possibilities for manipulating electromagnetic waves and advancing the frontiers of technology. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.